I've been associated with this Pendleton Roundup for a number of years. I rode bulls here in the late 50s and early 60s. I was born and raised in Ukiah. My old pappy, he rode here in 1910, the first year they had this roundup. His name was Forrest Reinhardt. I'm Forrest Reinhardt Jr., so, you know, the old roundup is kind of sentimental to me. I was born and raised on a ranch, and I've been there all my life. I know Tony Pedro real well. We used to rodeo together a little around some of these rodeos around the country, like Heppner and Union. There used to be a little rodeo there at Ukiah in the summertime. Never went to Burns, but a lot of the boys did from around this country. When I started riding bulls in the middle of the to late 50s, most of those little shows around the country was a two-head go-round. If you got two bulls rode, you won it just about. I do believe the bulls are bred better, and there's more bucking bulls now. They're stouter than the bulls we had 40 or 50 years ago. In bull riding, it seems like you part company in the middle of nowhere. I never really figured out what the reason was. If I had figured it out, I might have kept on riding. I was riding bulls when Jim Shoulders and Harry Tompkins and them guys was, that vintage right in there. In the saddle bronc, I remember Casey Tibbs. He sticks in your mind. He was a classy saddle bronc rider. Daryl Hobdy used to be a pretty fair bareback rider. Then there was some local guys from here in Oregon, from down in that Ritter country, like Cecil Swaggart, who was a pretty fair saddle bronc rider, and Sammy Flynn from down in that Ritter Long Creek country. He was a bareback rider. He used to ride good. When I was riding bulls, I'd rather ride a bull than do anything, really. I'd go to a rodeo now, and best part of the rodeo is the bull riding. I want to get on one so bad I can taste it. When I was 61 years old, 4 years ago, I got crippled up riding bulls at an old-timers rodeo at Hermiston. They pretty much told me I was going to be in a wheelchair the rest of my life, but I couldn't go for that, so I had to get up and start walking around. I got busted up pretty good. I go into the letter buck room a little bit. I'm helping there, so I've got to pretty much maintain and do my job. I've helped here for 26 years. Started out opening buck and shoot gates for 10 or 12 years, and then they put me on security over on the buck and shoot side, and I've been running security over there ever since. I remember John Hoskins real well. He worked on security before I did. And then his brother Dell, he helped him there, if I remember right. You didn't think I'd know them old guys, did you? Like I said, this Pendleton Roundup has a lot of sentimental value to me. I rode bulls in the 50s and early 60s and the wild horse race with several different teams. My dad rode here the first one they ever had in 1910. And my grandfather was caretaker here for several years when they first started these roundup grounds up. There was a lot of sentimental value to me here. Doug and Kathy Jory talked to Forrest Reinhardt one afternoon during Roundup in 2005. He and a friend dodged traffic to meet them on the sidewalk near Albertson's. Reinhardt's father was involved in the first Pendleton Roundup in 1910, and he continues in the family tradition.